Sports.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? I got two drops of bliss on today. That's all I can, that's it. That's all I need. Two drops of bliss. All right, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. From the farm today, we're snowed in, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free, and you can listen live on your telephone if you'd like, and you can listen to podcasts on your phone. Instructions are on the website. The numbers are right there. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank Underhill from Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome, Frank.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you this morning, as always.
Frank, I got a Frank, I got a letter in the U.S. mail. It's a copy that I received of a letter that was written to Senator James Inhofe, United States Senator from Oklahoma. And let me read this. So the students in the class wrote Senator Inhofe this letter telling the senator that they really don't like the idea of nuclear power, and they want the nuclear power generation plants shut down because of their concerns over safety. So here's what happened. Here's a real short letter from to the sixth grade class from Senator James Inhofe. Thank you for your correspondence. I always enjoy hearing from students and appreciate it when they take an interest in important issues facing our country. I believe we need to get more of our electricity from nuclear energy. It's clean, proven, and it's a clean, proven economic resource. Currently, the U.S. nuclear power industry has 104 plants in 31 states and generates 20% of our nation's electricity. Annual electricity production from these nuclear plants is greater than that from oil and hydropower and slightly below natural gas, although it remains well behind coal, which accounts for about half of U.S. electricity. France currently delivers more than 78% of its electricity from nuclear power. By 2040, electricity demand in the United States is expected to grow by 28%. It's important, then, we have adequate and reliable and diverse energy supply to power this great nation of ours, and nuclear energy is a necessary part of our overall supply. Thank you for writing me with your concerns. Please feel free to write again. Sincerely, Jim, James M. Inhofe, United States Senator. Well, students didn't like it, so they fired back immediately, the same day. And they were in such a hurry to write this letter that they forgot the word Mr. So it's Dear Inhofe. Not Dear Senator Inhofe, not Dear Senator, not Dear Mr. Inhofe, just Dear Inhofe. Thank you for answering our letter. We don't think your letter was from your heart. We all have different opinions, but kids like us are already worrying about our future, and we shouldn't have to. We think that nuclear power plants and radiation are capable of killing more people than you seem to think. We're trying to be nice. But you're forcing our hands. You're putting our lives and our future lives in jeopardy. Even our race, for heaven's sakes. This is written by sixth graders. Although nuclear power may be cheaper, it's more dangerous. And we know of one in Texas that's leaking and is possible danger. It's a fact that children are more in danger than adults. We hope our generation will be able to find a solution. But if you don't listen to us, how can we? How can you be okay with this when you know our lives are at stake? Signed, Samantha, Savannah, Lily, Brooke, Mackenzie, Olivia, Cammie, Grace, Walter, Gunner, and Alexa. So I thought, Frank, I wanted to read that because we have sixth graders that are smarter than people in the United States government. They get it. They absolutely get it. And this is a class that listens to us at least 2 hours a week. So I just wanted to share that with our class. The Senator Inhofe is obviously in the camp that likes nuclear power. I can't believe it. We need to replace him. So let's get a new senator. As a matter of fact, never reelect anybody. Frank, you've got on your list gold and silver, right? Let's talk about gold. What do you think's going to happen with gold prices?
Well, you look at, so far we're off to a good year with gold, and I base this on just looking at the dollar. It just seems to have a very hard time gaining traction, where in the same breath, gold is like taking moves, although as wide as they may, but juggernauting in the upward direction. And if you look at these gold miners and silver miners, they have actually, I think, this is just me talking, but, you know, in a way sort of outperforming gold right now, because miners have earnings where gold doesn't. And to see these miners come out with earnings, you look at how they've been on not a big tear, but a semi tear. But it shows you that there's resilience in these metals markets. Silver is around $20 an ounce, and yet a lot of these silver miners have moved up, you know, 20, 30, 40% off the bottom of their lows from December or November. So you're looking at a lot of action and speculation in these miners. But the good news is you look at gold at $1,270, and people have to remember, people are buying this every day. This commodity is traded every day physically. It's traded every day through Cointel. I think on a few episodes ago, Vincent, we're talking about gold coin sales, on how there's a surge, and we're saying when gold is at the all-time bottom, that's mm-hmm. when people say, forget it, I'll take physical delivery. And mm-hmm. and I think that's might be a component, but not that big of a component. But I think you're starting to see people looking ahead. You're looking at what this Fed chairman is going to be saying. I don't know what she can do. You know, they've pretty well pulled all the strings and levers they can, and really it's up to free markets to dictate what happens to the dollar. But remember, I think in whole, the economy does not like a strong U.S. dollar. Vis-a-vis, you have a strong U.S. dollar, you have cost of exports are expensive. When you have expensive export costs, there's not a lot of manufacturing going on. Now, for your listeners, you look at the Canadian dollar, it broke through 90 cents U.S. But for Canadians, they look at it as, oh, good, this is a way that we can make our costs cheaper to export. And with the XL going on, I was watching, I read up on that all the time. You know, it is going to create jobs, that I don't know how many. But with $100 a barrel crude, you know, oil knocking on $100 a barrel, you're going to start to see a lot more demand for this pipeline to go right through the heartland of America. And, of course, mm-hmm. Oil goes up naturally, you know, like gold, when the dollar goes down.
Frank, we've got a caller, Rick from Missouri. Rick, you're on with Frank Underhill, me, Vin Finelli. You got a question? Comment?
Yeah, I pre-bought my propane last spring, and I bought like 1,000 gallons, and they delivered 240, and prices got so high they won't honor my pre-buy. I can't get what I've already paid for.
Well, Rick, let's see if we've got this right. Now, are you the guy that I talked to over the weekend?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So my understanding is that you contracted, and this, and I'm glad you called because this is something that I wanted to talk about on the air with Frank Underhill. My understanding is that you bought 1,000 gallons of propane from a local company in Marshfield, Missouri, about, oh, let's say 25 miles away from my farm, between my farm and Springfield, Missouri. As a matter of fact, I'll probably be driving through Marshfield tonight when I go to the meetup, if we have the meetup. And you bought it at $1.67, and you bought 1,000 gallons. You took about 240 gallons in delivery already, so they owe you about three-quarters of it. So now my understanding is that this propane company is saying, you know, even though you bought it, we're not going to honor the contract. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, will they... I'm sorry. Rick, can you say that again?
I said, you know, I've already paid for it. It's my gas, and they won't give it to me.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you this. I called the propane company. After I heard this story, I called them up, I think on Friday. And I said, I asked them if they had propane for sale, and they said yes. And I said, what is the price of it? And they said, $4.49 a gallon. I said, okay, is there a limit? And they said, no. And then they said, well, no, we'll sell you 100 gallons. I said, okay, so that's $449. Yep, okay. And they said, oh, are you a customer? And I said, no, I'm not a customer. And they said, well, we can't sell it to you. So they won't sell it to me at $4.49, which is, to me, is highway robbery. It's, you know, my local propane company will sell it to me at $3.80. Another company called MFA in Missouri, there's MFA farmers cooperatives all over Missouri, they'll sell it at $3.49 a gallon, even less, which is still more than twice what I've paid in the past. The bottom line is, this company told me that they will make a delivery of propane to you. All you have to do is ask. Now, here's the point. They told me that all you had to do was call and ask. You called and asked. And my question is, when we come back from this break, we're going to go to a few-minute break. Stay with us, Rick. My understanding is they still haven't made that delivery, but they said they would, right? So hold that thought. Frank Underhill and I will be right back. Rick from Missouri, he's got a propane situation where he can't get propane.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, Frank Underhill's with us. We've got Rick from Missouri. So, Rick, my understanding is that you called and you couldn't get your propane delivery. They told you that, from what you and I talked about, that if you wanted propane, even though you had paid for it in advance during a pre-buy, you bought 1,000 gallons at $1.67 per gallon, that you were told that you would not be able to get it unless you bought different propane. Is that right? Where you'd have to pay $4.49 per gallon, and you'd have to prepay at the office before they would even start the truck to deliver to your property. Is that right?
Yeah, Cal. Yeah, they told me they'd sell me 100 gallon for the going price today if I pay for it in advance, and I've been a customer with them for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is, even though you've had about 750 gallons of propane due you that you've already paid for, that you paid for at $1.67, they would not honor that delivery. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. They
okay.
They said they froze my pre-buy.
Okay. Well, I called them last week. Friday, I believe, and they said that they would deliver it. And my understanding was that they were going to deliver it on Friday. Did you get the delivery on Friday?
No, I also called them, and they said, "Yeah, we'll get you rode up. We'll bring it out." And when I left this morning to work, I still yet have to get it. They've still not brought it.
Okay. All right. Let me give you the latest update. You know, they told me that you were going to get propane, but they never said how much. So during the last break, during that last commercial break while you were waiting for me to come back, I called Country Pride Propane in Marshfield, Missouri. And I talked with Ernie. And I believe Ernie's the owner. And he said, look, he was very polite. He said, look, they're rationing gas. He can't get all he wants. So he is, because they're rationing at the terminal, he has in turn has to ration it to his customers. And it's been like this for the last 30 days. And I said, Ernie, what are we going to do? And he said, well, I've got a ticket to deliver the propane today. I said, let me make sure I understand. You're going to be delivering propane today. He said, yes. And I said, can you deliver at least 250 gallons? And he said, I'll deliver 200 gallons. So, and then I said, all right, and the balance you're going to deliver over time? He said, yes. So he promised me, Ernie, at Country Pride Propane, promised me that you were going to get 200 gallons today. Now, if you don't, what I'll do is I will give out the phone number of Country Pride Propane in Marshfield, Missouri, tomorrow over the air. And a lot of people will know about them. So I'm going to give him the opportunity to get that propane to you. This is his second chance, okay? We gave him Friday. He didn't make it on Friday. Today it's snow on the ground. And he said you are scheduled for a delivery. So he knows exactly who you are. And he promised that he would deliver it. Now, I gave him the opportunity to come on the air with us right now and tell his side of the story. And he said he did not want to do that. I want to make sure that everyone knows that I gave him the opportunity. I gave Ernie the opportunity from Country Pride Propane, Marshfield, Missouri, to come on the air. And he said no. But I said, okay, well, I'll tell you what. You might want to listen. And I gave him the listen live number. So he is listening to USAPrepares.com right now on the listen line. And that's 605-562-7727. 605-562-7727. So, Rick, I just want to tell you that Country Pride Propane knows we're not kidding. We're going to give out their name and number if they don't honor their commitment to you. Now, if they do, I'm going to thank them on the air. If they don't, I'm going to give out their phone number. Okay? So will you call me tonight? You've got my number. Call me tonight and when you get home and check your propane tank and let me know what happened, okay?
Okay.
And by the way, you did call the Attorney General's office, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah.
And have they responded yet, or are you getting faster results with us on the radio?
They haven't. They have not contacted me.
Yep. Yeah. That's the government for you. Okay. So, Rick, I really appreciate your calling in. I'm glad you're bringing to the attention of our class this story. It's an important story. We've got a propane shortage across the country. Why? Because we've sold our propane to abroad. We sold our propane abroad. And the cold temperature snap that's been engineered by the government and the UN, these chemtrails, are causing us to burn propane and other fuels at record rates. Frank Underhill, and I'll be right back. Rick, thanks so much.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Frank, there's a story of a man who buys propane in advance, can't get delivery, and I talked to him about Max's Law, and I explained to him that Max's Law says three things: buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. And if you violate any one of those three components of Max's Law, you're at risk. You're at risk for not doing the best you can. Let's put it that way. Well, what he did was he bought the best, he paid cash, but he didn't take delivery. And he couldn't get delivery. And so we had to use the big stick, you know, the antenna, to help him get his delivery. And calling the Attorney General's office, he hasn't even gotten a call back from them. So I heard about this story at the last meet of Frank last week, last Monday. I heard this story about propane and propane prices and how people couldn't get the deliveries. And Rick is not the only one. He's not the only one. There are several people who have bought propane from this particular company. And I'm hearing that they're having problems too. Now, I can't verify that, but I'm hearing those stories. So if they want to call me, I'll be glad to help them also. Bottom line is, you know, kind of like what I do, Frank, if I'm going to buy gold or if I'm going to buy silver, if I'm going to buy ammunition or if I'm going to buy hay, I will pay cash and I'll take delivery right then and there. So, for example, when I bought hundreds of rolls of hay a couple seasons ago, I would pay for it right after it was loaded on the trailer and the account was settled right then and there. And then I'd go back, you know, a couple hours later and pick up another load. I'd pay for that. The account was settled right then and there to the penny. The person selling me the hay got payment. I got the hay. And we were good to go. Nobody owed anybody anything. And I kind of like doing business like that. Your thoughts, Frank?
Cash and carry is the only way to go.
Yeah, the last time I had a meal with you, we had lunch together in Las Vegas, you know, weeks ago, and that's how you settle your accounts, right then and there, cash. So it's kind of neat. All right, Frank. So
no
where are we? We
talked
about.
It's no secret.
Yeah,
if
no
you just
secret.
Settle with cash, you'll do
mm-hmm.
okay.
And you know what? I like the idea of privacy. I do. I like the idea of privacy. And some people think they absolutely have to have receipts. So my point of view is if I buy something for cash and I get audited by the government, I'm just hypothetically speaking. If I get audited, I'm going to say, I paid cash for it. I don't have a receipt. Tough. Prove I didn't do it. My word says I did. And I'm willing to go on that. And I'm willing to go head to head with the IRS. And if they want to audit me, so be it. I'm looking forward to it. But we're going to do it on camera. I'm going to buy a camera so I have it ready to go. So the minute they show up in the studio, we'll do the audit right here. And we'll put them on streaming video. You know, I don't really want to be on streaming video, but I think it's worth it for that particular class. So, Frank, you mentioned that shares are up 20, 30, 40% off the bottom. That's pretty staggering. Now, how does that contrast to the Bitcoin?
Well, if you look at how that unraveled last week, and again, it is a digital currency, and it fluctuates, you know, according to traders against various currencies. And I think that, you know, people for the last year, they say how brutal gold has been. It's been down and down. But, you know, like your friend there with the commodity, with the propane, you know, failed delivery. Anytime mm-hmm. you have a tangible that's being bought, there's that failed delivery. I think with the Bitcoin, I don't know how they settle any of this deliveries of Bitcoins and transactions. And someone who bought when the Bitcoin was 1,000, today it's worth under 700. You've just taken a huge haircut just on that alone. And when you look at gold, you can always hold it. Or gold miners, you can hold, you know, you see them in your account there. If you want physical delivery of them, you can get that as well, too, but that's not often the case. But at least you have it in your hands, period.
Frank, you know, we have jars of and bottles of volatile liquids here on the farm, and, you know, like gasoline cans. I certainly would not leave the cap off a gasoline can because I know it's volatile and I know it'll evaporate. And, you know, if I have 5 gallons today, you know, in a few weeks I'll have less than 5 gallons if I don't put the cap on it. Well, I'm thinking about the Bitcoin. You know, it's if you had it at $1,000 a week ago and now it's 700, you're watching the value of your Bitcoin evaporate into thin air. And what do you do? What do you do to stem the tide of that, Frank? Seriously, because you're not holding it. You've got to do something with it. How do you stop it? How do you stop the leakage, the evaporation of your, I don't know what you'd even call it, digits? If you start out with 1,000 and in a week later you're down to 700, that's pretty staggering. Frank, how can you even be in business accepting something that volatile? Can you explain it to me? Because I don't get it. I really don't get it. I mean, it's like a hot potato. No, why would anybody want to hold it?
Good question. You don't want to be holding it again. You know, a lot of these commodities, that's why you see people trading it back and forth so they don't hold it, and ideally they're not caught at the end of the day with it and hoping for the best.
Yeah. Yeah. I was on the phone with John Dollarheit and Judy Dollarheit last night. You know, we stay in touch with our friends and instructors, and we talk about all kinds of issues, and we're talking about Bitcoins, and I explained that, yeah, you know, we could have gotten them at I don't know, $20, you know, a year ago or so, maybe a little longer than that ago, and yeah, they supposedly are worth $700, but they're so volatile. I would much rather have something physical, tangible. I'd rather have a piece of equipment that I know that I can go out and look at and hold, and than some intangible piece of vaporware like a Bitcoin. I'm just having trouble wrapping my mind around this concept. I remember, Frank, I remember going to the bank, and a little bank about 20-something miles away from our farm, and I asked the teller who I've been seeing for years, same teller, I said, can you tell me, what is money? And she could talk about what it does. She could, you know, hold a piece of paper up and say, this is money. But she couldn't really define what money was. And I said, well, to me, money right now is a concept. It's a concept that we actually believe has value. But does a piece of paper with a dead president with a one on it have actually more value than physical value than one with a 5 or 20 or a 50 or 100? And the answer is no. It's just that we believe it has more value the higher the number on it. And it really, to me, currently, currency is just a concept. It's a concept representing debt owed by other people. It boggles my imagination. It really does. But that's what it is. So that's why I like tangible things, like if I have any extra digits lying around, I like to convert them into physical things like oil filters, oil, fuel for the farm, diesel, propane tanks. And I was talking to Mike Parsons, and Mike Parsons told me that he heard that I bought a propane tank for $400, then I bought another one for $500, then I bought another one for $600, and they were all refurbished, which means that they were cleaned out and they were painted on the outside with epoxy paint, and they really looked nice. And they were delivered for those prices. So my average price is $500 for a 500-gallon propane tank. Frank, today, they're about $1,000 for that same tank, if you can find one. They're really hard to find. Really hard to find. So is inflation here? Absolutely. So that's why I like buying tangible things. So, Frank, do you want to comment on that that monologue I just did?
Well, you got to have tangibles, and you know, that's how, in the long term, that's how you create wealth, is through tangibles. And people, you know, they like to just be sitting on paper and sitting, you know, doing, you know, waiting for someone to do the work for you. But if you bought it, you own it. In this case, I empathize with this owner of that propane and why that company isn't, like, I'm even dumbfounded. Even in, you know, rural America, you have these kind of games being played. Whatever happened to an honest dollar, honest day's work? And that's not cool. That's pretty bad. Well, are they going to offer him at least a refund?
Well, I didn't ask him that, but I have a feeling that had he been offered a refund, he would have told me. Now, I don't know for sure whether he had or had not, but it's my opinion and my belief that he had not been offered a refund. Now, if someone offered me a refund, I mean, that would be the minimum, the absolute minimum that I think should have happened. Actually, not only a refund, but a refund with some kind of an interest payment saying, you know what, I feel terrible about this. I can't deliver it. Now, I can understand that if the propane dealer can't get propane, that he can't deliver it. If he can't get it, he can't deliver it. But he does need to reach into his savings and repay everyone who paid him. It's the right thing to do. You can't take other people's money and then run away with it. It's not right.
Yeah, how many other farmers people? Is he the only one, or are there many others? We don't know.
Well, he told me on the phone over the weekend that he is not the only one, and he said to me, he said, I heard about you. There's a guy that said I needed to call you. And so people go to these meetings with other people, and they discuss things. So he heard about us, and he wanted to contact us. He wanted to tell us his story. He believed that we could get some results for him, and maybe we can. We'll find out by tonight whether we were actually successful or not. We think we were, and I hope we were.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Our Neapolitan Mastiff wants to come into the studio. Oh, boy. I know she's going to be howling. Oh, man. Anyway, her name is Ayuti, about 135-pound Neapolitan Mastiff. So, Frank Underhill, you've got some thoughts about immigration and what the Swiss are doing. Tell us what your thoughts are, please.
Well, you look, Swiss is not a member of the EU. And they are very disappointed with the way migration has taken over their country. And when you look at, when they say it creates jobs, it creates, intellect, these people that are coming into Switzerland are not people who are going to improve their watchmaking industry or their banking industry or their jewelry industry. These are people who are coming just simply as economic migrants because they look at whatever they go anywhere else is better than what they have where they're from. Mm-hmm. And America can learn from the bold action as in Switzerland where they put it on a vote and the country votes mm-hmm. on it. America mm-hmm. should have a vote on how to handle it, not just leave it to the hands of bureaucrats, but let the country vote on it. And, and I applaud, it's a very hot, hot button issue, but I applaud Switzerland for taking it to the people where they stand on it. And, they don't want to have their Swiss culture being simulated into whatever there is coming there that wants to change the country. Like you see people coming to America, they're trying to change the religion, they're trying to change the culture, they're trying to change everything about it to make an extension of where they left from. But it was interesting reading on I don't know where I got that article. I read all sorts of things. But, I applaud Swiss people for taking a vote. And, and people, whether it swings for you or against you, someone is not going to be happy. But at least the destiny was left to the Swiss people to decide.
Mm-hmm. Frank, I have friends all over the world.
Can I just say one thing? Sorry, sir. I'm an immigrant myself. I come from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it the legal way. I'm documented, and I love America. And for people to say that, you know, there's broken immigration, there is really nothing broken about it. Those people who work at, where's that place in Missouri, Lee Summit, Missouri? Do you heard of that place?
Yeah, tell us what you're going to say.
Well, Lee Summit is the big immigration application processing center. And I'm sure they have a lot of people that go, that do a lot of reading, that take the time to go through the documentation to make sure that people's filings square up. And to say that there's broken immigration, I think, would be disingenuous to the people that work in Lee Summit in Missouri, with that do this work every day, day in, day out, monotonous work. And for this, I say there is not a broken system. The system does work. If you don't have the parameters, you really shouldn't be here. And I don't mind people coming to America to go to Disney, SeaWorld, visit, you know, rural America, or go to the coasts. But if you're here to, you know, to set up shop, and without letting the country know that yes, you are here, I think is very very dangerous precedent.
John. John Reagan's going to be up with us next, and we're going to talk about some of these things. But, Frank, I have friends in Europe, Mexico, of course, North America, Central America. And, you know, these educated, well-educated friends of ours and instructors at USAPrepares.com have a similar thread. And you know what they say? They say, you know, I don't want to generalize, but, you know, Americans are pretty naive. And that's the word they keep coming up with over and over and over again, because they've seen what's happened in Europe. They've seen what's happened in other countries. And they look at us as what used to be the greatest place on the planet to be, and we're losing it. And they say we're naive. Frank Underhill, if you'd like to, call him, 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.